Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started.
It is time.
Okay, you already shook it?
It's good. Just pull it.
No, you pull it. It's your turn this time.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Make it good.
Okay.
Conversation started today.
Ooh.
Fuck me.
What's in your junk drawer?
Jesus. Which one?
I know. Okay, this one
can we start there?
How many do you have?
One, two, three in the kitchen.
I've got three in my kitchen as well.
Have you seen my pantry? My pantry looks...
Your pantry's not a junk drawer, though. Like...
Well, it fucking looks like one. It looks like someone put a whole bunch of fucking goods and cans and chips and shit in there, and then they like threw in a
grenade.
Yeah, thanks. And then shut the door, and then it just landed like that.
Just landed like that.
Right in there. In my junk drawer, we've got crackers. There is a meat
in
thermometer,
your drawer?
And like for real meat, okay? Meat thermometer. There is a fucking fire blanket.
Yes.
You gotta have those. I knew that.
That's not your junk drawer, though.
It's right in there.
But that's in your kitchen. That's not in your junk drawer.
That is in my junk drawer.
That's not a junk drawer.
It is
okay,
in my
keep
house.
Going. I digress.
Okay. So I have that. I have candy.
Yeah.
I have. I have tons of Costco receipts.
What about? Oh, really?
Yeah, they just
shove
in there.
I do not ever keep my Costco receipts.
We shouldn't.
Why do
that
you?
Black, I don't fucking know. I'm a weirdo.
What if I have to return something? They just scan your card.
Everything's to your card. I know that.
Don't keep them. Stop.
I didn't. They threw it away.
Okay, yeah, get rid of those.
What else is in there? Let me see.
I have probably 11,000 charging cables. Okay, hold on. I'm going to start.
I need one of those. I have one on my large island,
one junk drawer there, and then I have a junk drawer by the refrigerator, and then junk drawer at the other end by the sliding glass door. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and they're essential.
Yeah.
And each one,
they're organized junk drawers.
Mm. Oh, because Josh got in on that one.
Oh, have I told you?
You did tell me.
Should I tell them?
I mean...
Yeah. If you ever, so my in-laws were coming, we were hosting a big party, right?
This
Thanksgiving
is
or Christmas or something. And I'm like, help me clean. Help me get ready.
Joshua. Yeah.
When I'm serious.
Oh, it's Joshua.
And so he cleaned the junk drawer because obviously that is the most helpful place to clean
when your whole family's coming over. I directly go to the junk drawer. That's how I judge you.
Well, thank goodness if someone opened that junk drawer,
they would be impressed.
The cords were all organized. Don't you worry. All organized. It was the only one of the three that he got to.
Yeah.
But it was ready.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about that
drawer. The other junk drawer... It's a little embarrassing.
We need you guys to
subscribe.
Subscribe your asses off, okay?
It helps get our page noticed and get us
updates.
More followers.
Then you know about updates.
Right. So make sure you subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode launches.
And when a new episode launches, Sarah's going to make out with you.
What?
That's a win. That's how we get more subscribers.
I whore you out. That is not how we get more subscribers.
I know. Josh is going to be so mad at me. My bad.
Oh, my God.
They're supposed to be.
Okay. I have, like, tape, super glue.
Essentials.
Scissors in there. But I also have...
You have, like, your pregnancy test when you found out about
Liam? No, that's
Liam.
In my bathroom.
Oh, okay. Bathroom junk drawer. Yeah. I digress.
Go ahead. And I have a lighter. Like
I
a propane
too.
Lighter. I have one of those like electric ones. You have that. Uh-huh. And a butane lighter.
You're like a pyro.
Okay. And
oh, no.
And this is the worst decision ever. And sparklers and matches are all in that drawer.
You know what? If anything
Kaboom.
Goes down with those, it's going to be contained.
Yeah. It's all just
And
right
you have
there.
Your fire blanket close
it's
by.
It's the one by the... Setting glass door, so
because you go outside and barbecue,
and the sink,
And who doesn't yes, like to have a sparkler? Yes, that's why,
exactly.
Every now and then you need one.
Yeah. The other drawer is like the electronic one. And that has like all the cords, the screwdriver for the Ring doorbell, because we ours isn't hardwired. You have to charge it. So, because it's a special like star, it's not a regular.
You have to take your Ring thing off your wall to charge it?
Yeah.
I would opt out. I would be done.
Okay. Well.
To have to like, that would be annoying.
Well, now.
Do you have to do that with all of them?
No, just the front one because it's not hardwired. The other ones are all like solar and stuff.
Dude, we need to work on like getting a 48-foot Amazon cord so it's
always
plugged in. And then.
What else is in that one?
I don't know. It sounds like you have a lot. Probably a diaper.
An X-Acto knife. Like,
do you have like an emergency diaper and wipes?
No. I have a caddy that like can move around. That, oh, no. Jesus. That's not a junk drawer.
I love caddies.
Yeah.
Caddies are great. I just bought two. So I can love them. Yeah. So you just grab it and go.
Yeah. Keeps everything. Yeah. And then they're not in the junk drawer. And the other junk drawer is like pens from every office I've ever been to. Mm-hmm.
Any, hotels.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I don't need. And then my dry erase markers are in that one for the calendar board that I do. Mm. And then like pictures, recipe cards. That one is the junk drawer. I have maybe like a quarter or two loose in there. Mm.
Quarters are essential. I was looking for some type of piece of money around here to scratch these gift cards and these.
Yeah, your scratchers, scratch tickets.
Yeah, Greg got us all did you lotto win anything? Tickets. No, we didn't fuck it. I got $10.
That's
I paid for the card.
Hey man, that's you're breaking even.
And he goes and spends $100 for all of us and we got $10 out of
that's
it all.
That's not breaking even.
This is why I don't fucking gamble. Gamble blows.
You
I
don't have like to look at it as entertainment. It is not you can't it's not a moneymaker. It's
is it
just
entertainment if you can't pay your mortgage afterwards?
Not us.
Grown
up decisions.
In general. Like, that's the problem with gambling. It frightens me. I think, like, why would you just say,
well, you know,
here,
like the
random person at the Muckle shoot that I don't know who's got one glass eye, take my $600, gamble it, and then it's like done. And then they're like, you lose. And $600, and you didn't get a blowjob out of it. I'm out. Now it's gone to old Benny with the glass eye at the Muckle shoot. $600.
Well, but you.
Ooh, gone.
Okay. Just like on the drink responsibly, it's also gamble responsibly.
That is an entertainment, Sarah.
You're not. You have to plan to not come home with anything. What you spend there, you have to be able to still pay
I'm
your
out.
Mortgage, pay
I'm
your
out.
All the things.
I'm out.
Doesn't sound fun. That's why I don't.
Don't you
gamble.
Want to spend like $600 and have like your elbow sore from all the bags you're carrying on it? You know, like walk in the house with your shopping bag.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hey, look at my $600 spent. You don't want to give it to Benny with the glass eye at Muckleshoot.
Some people do, though.
In
it's
5 seconds?
Thing.
What like, does that do for you? That's well, like a dopamine hit for two.
Why are you gambling $600 on one hand?
Yeah. I'd rather spend $600 on you.
I want
you
to
like
do
those?
That, too.
Yeah, how you like them apples. Okay.
I'm size diamonds. No.
I would rather give the Muckleshoot $600 because we stole their land than to go gamble it with Benny and the glass eye.
Why is it Benny and the glass
eye?
I
have no idea.
You say Benny and the, and I think Jets.
Benny and the Jets. Well, junk drawers are junk drawers. They
I
have
also
dead bodies
to
and food and random
I don't think I have any
Hot
food
Wheels.
In my, for sure, Hot Wheels.
You definitely have some Sonic
Legos.
Shit up in there. Fucking Legos.
Sonic and Mario everywhere.
Legos
in
are
every
a joy,
crevice.
But step on one and say goodbye to your life.
I don't think I agree with the first sentence. I don't know that Legos are a joy. To whom? I would like to know. My 3-year-old just
them.
Destroys them.
Oh.
Breaks them. As soon as the project's done, done.
Done.
I'm like, well, there goes 4 hours of
well,
our
he's
lives.
He's got to get his testosterone fixed up. He's like, I'm a fucking man, Mom.
Oh, my God. You should
I'm
have
a
seen
fucking
him
man.
Time. You should have seen him. Was it last night? He straight up, he had perfect form. He head down, shoulder first, just charged the dog last night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And plowed him over.
Let's go football.
He's
going to
be a football player for
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's that.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And that's that.
Head down, shoulder first, just charge the dog.
episode over.